Psalm 115, verse 16. The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to man. God has reserved heaven as his special possession, but has created and prepared the earth for the abode of man. He placed us upon it to cultivate it and to take care of it. He has given its production to us to be held and enjoyed by all. Earth is the home of man. It is our birthplace and our workplace. It is the place where we are able to show the results of our toil, our skill, and our ingenuity. Here we build homes, bridges, monuments, and display our works of art. It is the place where we die and are buried. Earth was formed by our Creator as a beautiful home for us, but we have defiled and desolated it by sin. In all this, God still extends his mercy to us by sending his Son Jesus Christ to live as man on the earth, yet without sin, so that he could show us the love of God and the way to live. Many have heeded the call to a life in Christ, but sadly there is still hate, division, and disunity among us. This is evident in the practice of racial prejudice, financial oppression, and power-wielding leaders who continue to separate and divide people into categories. This has resulted in deadly uprisings and wars all around the world. But still, we have hope for better things, that notwithstanding our present and urgent danger, we continue to believe that things will improve. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, your hope is in God for deliverance and eternal life with him. If you are seeking this hope for your life today, why not invite Jesus to come into your heart and allow him to change your way of life? He has promised that all who come to him, he will by no means cast them out, and even much more, he will give you abundant life here on earth and into eternity. May I invite you to join us next week.